We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Kim Whitley, here joining us. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Ebony K. Williams. She talked about she would never date a bus driver, and then she doubled down and said this.
I only saw a handful that even considered the possibility of a bus owner being a more aspirational position. Now, I suspect that some of y'all are the same men that were bringing home C's and D's on your report cards, only to then be coddled by parents that said, well, that's okay, as long as you're doing your best. Well, listen, I love and believe in the excellence of black men. So no, my dear, C's and D's or any other form of mediocrity is not okay. But could it be that black America has been sold a narrative of average, regular, and typical being good enough for us? Well, see, that's called white supremacy.
So we're taking your phone calls this morning. What's your thoughts? Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Janae.
Hey, Janae.
I'm calling from Detroit.
What up,
Doug? Good morning, DJ MP, Charlamagne, Kim.
Hey. What's your thoughts, mama?
I definitely feel like this is the reason why she's single. I feel like if the person is putting God first, is loving you unconditionally, why should the occupation matter?
Because she want to go to dinner somewhere, I guess expensive. And, you know, women are like, who paying? So
I'm with Kim. Like, me and my husband, we get out here, we work hard, you know. Mm-hmm. I have 5 kids prior to him, he has 2. But he loves God first and he loves me and my kids. So long as he's providing and meeting all our needs.
That's right, and you're happy.
Get out here and do what you need to do to get out here and hustle.
Right.
And make sure that your family is being, you know, you're taking care of your family. But that's probably why she's single now, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
There's some good advertisement for her. I'm telling you, we done said her name so many times this morning.
Oh, yeah, no, Ebony the homie.
You yeah, no, she's saying? The homie. She's been up here several times. That's but you right. know, you know what made me think about it, too, is mm-hmm. the people that support Ebony, that watch her shows, that watch her on reality shows, that watch her mm-hmm. new Judge show, those are, quote-unquote,
the average people you're talking about, the everyday working class are who you want to support your podcast.
You don't want them to turn away from you because it's going to go down. The ratings are going to go down.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Rachel.
Rachel, good morning. Talk to us, Rachel. What you think about Ebony K. Williams' comments?
Good morning. I myself am offended for all the many students that I've educated who have become bus drivers, plumbers, electricians. Mm-hmm. She needs to retract her comment and make it more personal.
Yes.
If she's a millionaire and she prefers to date one, she should say that. But she should not talk down about men who are out here working hard, normal, quote-unquote, normal jobs. But I'm more offended by the C's and D's comment.
Right.
Because I've been educating students since 99, and I am a mother. And that is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
There are children out here who can only get a C. Do you know why?
Why am I?
Learning disabilities. I said learning disabilities, but then also a systemic bias in education.
Exactly. Yep.
Thank you. And there's a huge bias. My kids are taking the New York State math test today. They're not ready for it, right? Because it's a bias test.
Yes.
So how does she know that C's and D's weren't their best and that their parents weren't doing their best? No, that was a horrible comment. And she really, really needs to say something again.
Well, thank you, Rachel, and we appreciate you being a teacher. We know how tough it is. We know how difficult it is. I know you don't get the supplies you need. I know you're overworked, and I know you got to deal with some of them crazy kids sometimes. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, and I appreciate you guys because comments like this should be discussed.
But this might be a learning lesson for her.
Rachel, where are you from, Rachel?
I'm from the Bronx. I teach in the Bronx as well.
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Have mercy. God
can,
bless
can
you.
Can we buy you some lunch today? Can we buy you some lunch today because since you're a teacher from the Bronx, what's your Cash App?
Absolutely, but what I would prefer is I own a juice bar in Harlem if I could shout out my juice bar.
There you go. See, I like that. Go ahead.
Go.
Unk's Place. I'm at Unk's Place, 1962 Madison Avenue.
Unk's Place. What's it called? 92 what? Madison Avenue?
1962 Madison Avenue.
If you're in Harlem, go check her out, and we appreciate you again, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the breakfast club.
Absolutely.
All right, Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, fam.
Now you agree with Ebony K. Williams.
I think that she could have worded that better.
Okay.
But at the same token, I was a trash worker for 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they need us out here. I started my own company, my wife and I started our own company since then, but there's nothing wrong with being a trash worker. Nobody aspires to be a trash worker. You see what I'm saying? So we have to our parents have to do better to push us to do better. You know, although we are essential workers, we are needed out here, we are necessary, but we are always looked down upon.
No, you're not.
No, not at all.
No, you're not. Not to us.
Not in New York.
Because guess what? When that trash start piling up, where is the sanitation workers?
Yeah.
Where are the sanitation workers to pick up the
work?
But I'm gonna put it to you like this: we are wanted when we are needed, but when we aren't needed, they don't want to look at us like that.
But see, that's the thing, y'all always needed. I can't think of a time that y'all not needed.
Never.
Yeah, I think it's changed. I think that might have been 20 years ago. I tried to holler at my. My trash worker, he was so fine. He got out that truck. I was like, wait a minute. I said, how you doing? Let me help you with that bag.
Well, thank you, Rich. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I appreciate all the sanitation workers.
Other than all of them.
Sometimes when you block the street, sometimes we can't get by. But other than that, I appreciate you guys.
That's right. That's right.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is that everyday working class people are not average. They're not mediocre. Mm-hmm. They're not typical. And it's a level of elitism in those words that I don't like. And, you know, Ebony is the homie. She's entitled to her mm-hmm. preference. She can date whoever she wants to date. She can have whatever standards she wants. But let's not put down everyday working class people in the process. And us entertainers, we need to stop overinflating our worth, okay? We are not essential. Mm-hmm. And if those everyday working class people don't support us,
that's right.
We don't have careers.
You're right.
No,
so don't
you're
put
absolutely
them down.
Right.
That's right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.